This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about this utterly ridiculous, weird, strange thing of a lawsuit in, I'm guessing, California?
Probably.
The article doesn't specify what court, and I did pull up, again, the 355-page filing, and the story, it's actually the Eastern District of Virginia.
I just saw that.
So, Gerald Brittle, who is an author that wrote some books back in the 1980s about this couple that are, what's the correct term? Paranormal investigators.
Yeah, there you go.
And he claims to have the exclusive rights of all copyright, blah, blah, to everything about their story. And then Warner Brothers wound up making an agreement with the Warrens to do some movies. And, well, now Warner Brothers is being sued for more money than they've made on the movies, and they're claiming, what's their claim again?
They're claiming that these are not based on Mr. Brittle's book. These are based on historical facts. That's their claim. And what Brittle's saying is, okay, if it's based on historical facts, then please demonstrate for me how ghosts are real, because Brittle is one of the skeptics. There are a lot of skeptics surrounding Ed and Lorraine Warren. They've, you know, again, it's the field of paranormal investigation, and I happen to believe in a lot of this stuff. I believe that our souls go somewhere, and there is a possibility that they could interact with our dimensions and our planes of existence. That part I'm not disputing, but there's been a lot of question about whether things that Ed and Lorraine Warren have said over the years have any real basis to fact, and even some of the people that they've, you know, supposedly worked with came out and said, that's really stretching it, or that was just completely false.
Right. So, luckily, I did find somewhere in this 355-page document part of the agreement, and they did give the exclusive rights to publish in the English language in book form in the United States, its territories and possessions, Canada, and the Republic of the Philippines, and throughout the world. They also gave exclusive rights to publish, in the book form, blah, 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 and then it specifies the name of the book. And then there's the question about, you know, did they sign over all of the rights, which I believe is what the author here is claiming. And I think Warner Brothers really has a much better argument of, hey, we're not doing anything in the book form. We're making a movie.
Right.
So just because you've got the rights to make a book does not mean that you have the rights to every variation of, you know, whatever that can be imagined.
Sure.
You know, audio theater.
Right.
Technically not a book.
Well, and maybe he'll get into this in the court case, should it see the light of day. Will, you know, but maybe he'll bring up, well, these scenes in the book are identical to how you portrayed them in the movie, so it's kind of crazy to say that it's not. Yeah, you know, I'm just sort of playing devil's advocate here.
Right.
No pun intended. But I don't know. It is interesting, and it is sort of an intellectual properties question, too. You know, if you've been granted rights to do one thing, does that immediately imply that you have rights over anything else that should be done, and I would say no.
Right. And, you know, again, it brings up the question of how is Warner Brothers going to prove, I guess beyond a reasonable doubt, that
the ghosts exist.
Ghosts exist, or do they just have to have enough, because they're the defendant, so do they just have to have enough doubt that, well, ghosts might exist, right. So therefore you're not guilty of?
Is that enough to sway a judge? Yeah. I don't know. And it's interesting. I thought the, of course it's a catchy headline.
Yes.
But just that question of, you know, okay, well, if you're saying that this is actually true and you're basing it on historical facts, then you've kind of put the burden of proof on yourself. Now, the burden of proof is it's that these two people walked in and they listened around for ghosts and things like that. That's one thing. But if you're asserting that these historical facts include poltergeists and strange things happening and ghosts, then you kind of stepped in it.
Right. And then, you know, who should the burden be on? Should the burden be on the plaintiff to prove that ghosts aren't real, or is the burden on the defendant to prove that they are? Do you have any interesting ghost story? Maybe you've met a ghost at some point in your life. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, have you ever had an encounter with a ghost?
No, not really, but I wonder, you know, 30,000 people got killed in the automobiles last year. I wonder if they turned into ghosts and hung around their cars.
That's a good question.
Yeah, well,
Hung around their cars or hung around other people's cars?
I don't know. Their cars, are they? A lot of times, the scene of the accident, they have, people have seen the ghosts around their cars or walking around, scene of the accidents, you know?
But you've never seen a ghost.
It pops up in movies a lot, too. No, never seen a ghost? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No.
Have you ever seen the movie Ghost, where Patrick Swayze winds up, you know, molding the clay pot as a ghost?
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of TV programs about ghosts, and then it kind of seems kind of reasonable. Like, there was a bus accident on the school children bus, and every time a car goes to this train crossing, there's a print of their little hands that push the car over the train tracks. So that happens, yeah, because I think they were like ghosts of the little children. They were so traumatized. They helped push these cars over the train.
You know, I actually saw, it wasn't Mythbusters, but it was something similar to that, to where they took a vehicle there. And it's one of these weird sort of optical illusions to where it looks like it's going uphill, but it's actually downhill.
Yeah.
And they did this test to where, you know, they put it in neutral and, you know, sure enough, it, you know, rolled uphill. In air quotes there, then they, you know, did the thing.
Put a level on the ground again.
All of the people do, where they sprinkle the baby powder on the back, and you do see fingerprints, but those are actually your fingerprints for when you touch the back end of your car. So to test this, they washed the car.
Right.
And made sure that nobody touched the car, went to the same spot, and, you know, it rolled uphill. Then they sprinkled the baby powder, and sure enough, no fingerprints are there.
I thought you were going to tell us it really happened.
No.
Yeah, those sorts of things exist all across the country. So when I lived in Oregon, there was a hill like that. We called it Spook Hill. And when I was, when I lived in Maryland, I can't remember. I think it was Roarsville. The town of Roarsville had one of those, and it was severe. I mean, it really looked like you were going uphill. But the history behind that was, you know, Civil War battle and Civil War veterans, and their ghosts were all there. But I think it's kind of interesting, kind of fascinating.
Now,
like I said, I don't rule it out.
If, you know, this court case winds up being dismissed or whatever, could haunted houses wind up being sued because they're not actually haunted?
The people that,
Well, I want to tell one more ghost story. I was staying at the New Vrindavan, the Hare Krishna settlement in West Virginia. I was staying there, but they were telling me about this one house that the white people that were living there, they were massacred by the Indians. So the ghosts that were still lingering in that West Virginia house.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24-hour, 7-day-per-week over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And let's go to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, it's been a long time.
Daryl W. Perry, I love you, brother. And you too, Chris. Thank you so much for being so kind.
Good to hear from you.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, first of all, I'll make this short. Maybe I can address it more in the future. But I will be running, hopefully, next midterm, just for personal reasons. I'm not going to be able to start running in July like I would want for this midterm. That's for my run for the state house against Representative Rosemary Brown. I'll get her next time.
Good.
No, but I wanted to talk about all this madness I've been seeing. I remember a while back, and I put together a couple links when I put together the Hillary Clinton hack and the Federalists being behind all of this, including with the Russians. There was a Democratic congressman about probably a month or so ago, he's now a newsman, I can't remember his name, made the same link. The reality is that...
Hold on. The Federalists are connected to the Russians?
Yes. Remember I said it was an inside job? This whole thing's being missed and what's really going on here. To me, the whole Trump thing is really... small potatoes is the big problem. The whole point of this is to incite a war. I mentioned World War III. This Democratic congressman, he actually beckoned to Trump for help on this because he pointed out that there was individuals within our government and our intelligence community.
Right.
These are the same people.
Kind of called the deep state. A lot of people refer to that too.
Yeah, but these people have always been around. These are the same people. Remember I told you, Daryl, there is no difference between a fascist dictator and a Federalist nationalist. These are the same people, sad as it may be, that took over the Libertarian Party. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Libertarian Party screwed. I mean, once you get taken over by a group of individuals like this, you never come back.
Hold on. So who are the Federalist Nationalists that have taken over the Libertarian
Party?
Well,
and I would ask Ricky this. If I threw three phrases at Federalists, Nationalists, and the Deep State, do you consider them all part and parcel of the same thing or some loose leaf?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear your definition.
Very simple. When I mean Federalist, I mean Hamiltonian Federalist, like I would be a Jeffersonian.
So big government, yes. A very strong central government, a very strong Washington as a Federalist.
Yeah, we're talking like the original Hamiltonian Federalist. Then you have the Democratic Republicans, which I would be. That would be your Jeffersonians. At the core of the Democratic Party, it's the Jeffersonians. At the core of the Republican Party, you have... 10% of that party we're talking about is the Hamiltonians. These are the Federalists. And then the next 20% is what I call the indifferent Republicans. These are like the ones that oppose the Louisiana Purchase, you know?
I'm not sure if I agree with you on the Democratic Party. I think they're all pretty much big, powerful central government.
I'm still curious, who are the Federalist Nationalists that you say have taken over the Libertarian Party?
Well, I remember you mentioned that you know, back in the day, the one individual, you labeled him as a fascist dictator. I said, there's no difference between a fascist dictator and a Federalist Nationalist.
Well,
these are Republicans.
If you're talking about Augustus Invictus, that's one person. He is not in charge of the Libertarian Party in any way.
Well, who pulls?
Oh, I know. I know, but they caused their interference. These are the same people who run all the guns. These are the same people who run all the H and these various things. You know, these are the people.
The Libertarians are running the guns and the drugs?
No, no, no. The Federalists. This is the plight to all sides. These are the same Hamiltonian individuals that ran the country broke, you know, before Jefferson became president. These are the same people as always. And, you know, they got the supervisor. We have to deal with that in PA. Even with the non-interference rule, like we got need some kind of babysitter. And then, you know, they're laying in bed, and they're with the state and all this. And that we have a big problem with that because the way the money's being administered. The Commonwealth ain't got no money. I pay taxes and all that. It all gets, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone. The state just takes it, and Commonwealth ain't got no money. The problem in our government is these individuals, that just – screw up everything. That's why Hillary got nailed. It was the same people. It was an inside job. I said that before. This has been something long in the making because the DNC was attempting their coup going back to 2009 when this started for telling this, you know, election in the future. It's been ongoing.
Yeah, I think if you go back to the founding and the ratification of the Constitution and the debates and things like that, I think it is very easy to see one group that was very interested in a very, very, very powerful central government.
Yep.
It had to strengthen it, and that was why we didn't stick with the Articles of Confederation, because
right.
People were like, it's too weak.
And that's why Patrick Henry, you know, the guy that said, give me liberty or give me death, refused to go to the Constitutional Convention because he said, quote, I smell a rat.
Right. And then you had another group, and like you say, the Jefferson, Madison, these guys who were more interested in a very, very small central government and leaving the power with the states and with the people. And I think that still exists today. Today I see it as people that are more libertarian thinking are probably the anti-federalists, the ones
yes.
that favored power not centralized in D.C. And the Republican and Democratic Party, the way they exist today, are both the Hamiltonian, you know, federalists, the ones that want a very, very powerful D.C.
The people in charge of the Republican and Democratic parties and the people in charge in Washington make Hamilton look like a libertarian.
They do, don't they?
Hamilton would be like, wait, no, that's not what I envisioned. Ricky, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're going to change gears here just a bit. Go from talking about ghost stories to a couple of guys that, and you know, this might actually be the proof that Warner Brothers needs. A couple of guys that actually, well, they acted like ghosts at the very least. A couple of guys that were running the sheep marketplace. Is that one that you've ever heard of?
Sheep? No.
I know you have heard of the Silk Road.
Of course.
I'm guessing you've heard of Alpha Bay.
No.
Well,
I'm not up on the latest sheep, stuff. I was never a Silk Road customer. I just knew what it was and what it did.
Sheep Marketplace was an online market, and then the people that were running it turned into ghosts, and they just disappeared, taking a large amount of money, about 40,000 Bitcoin. And, well, there's an update on that that we'll get into. But first, to the phones, we've got Don calling in from California. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I don't know where the radio station is located. This is the first time I'm calling in. Can you tell me where you're at?
Well, we're on about 160 radio stations across the country, so I'm not sure which particular station you're asking about the location of.
Oh, yours.
But we're doing the show out of Keene, New Hampshire.
But we're syndicated on on a bunch of radio stations across the country. You can find those by going to listen.freetalklive.com. Were you just calling in to find out the location of the station?
No, I was not. You know, North Carolina. Wait, New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we're in New Hampshire. Have you been drinking tonight?
California.
No, New Hampshire's on the complete other side of the country from California.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. It's unlike California, where there's no PC people. Not that much, right?
Not like California.
We're generally, Linux.
Very funny.
And a lot of people that use Mac.
I think you will encounter a very different attitude in New Hampshire than you would in California, based on my time I've spent in California.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I was calling in just to speak about the chemtrails, right? Are you familiar with it?
I've heard of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this happens every day.
And what for people that might not be familiar with chemtrails?
Yeah, just give us a brief explanation of what they are.
30-second explanation.
And what it does.
What's a chemtrail?
Well, they load up barrels in regular planes, right? Airplanes. And they just fly it. And then... it expels out of the back of the plane and into the air. So you can see these trails like clouds, but they're not clouds.
Huh.
When you see them, you just know they're not clouds. They're trails of chemicals.
What kind of chemicals?
Nobody knows. That's why I'm curious. I just want to know what they're spraying.
Oh, they were spraying something I'd want to know, too. When I was growing up, my dad would refer to those as contrails because it was... the water vapor and things like that, as the plane went through it at different levels, it would cause that streak. So this is something different, you're saying?
Yeah, because I can see that there are actual airplanes nearby, and these just go down on the altitude, and they don't have even lower altitude than the other ones. So these that go higher are the ones that are giving out these chemtrails.
So the claim, Chris, is, and Don, thank you for the call. The claim is that chemtrails and contrails are different things because contrails disappear after about 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
But the chemtrails, they stay up there all day, and they make a crisscross pattern up in the sky.
Why are you doing an Alex Jones voice?
Because he's one of the people that
definitely
perpetuates the claim that there's chemicals being put in all of these airplanes. And then I've seen stuff to where, you know, people will share this picture of a test airplane that has barrels loaded into
it. And it looks like a rocket crop duster. Yeah.
Right. And you know,
propelled.
For people that actually know anything about how they test airplanes, they will put these barrels in there to simulate a payload of passengers.
Interesting.
So that when they go fly around, you know, you are flying something other than an empty large metal tube. You're flying a metal tube that has weight distributed as if there were passengers sitting in your plane. So that they can then tell, you know, what the weight distribution sort of stuff is.
Yep.
But people will share this picture and they're like, see, here's all the chemtrail chemicals in one of these chemtrail planes.
So a year or two ago, there was a quote-unquote whistleblower who came out who was going to speak somewhat about the whole chemtrail thing. And I want to say We Are Change or somebody else, somebody like that had done some interviews with her. It was female. She was in the Air Force and had some sort of information. I should dig into that again, see
now,
exactly what came of that. Now, the other thing I would bring up is there are certain activities that man does, like cloud seeding. Cloud seeding does occur, and that is where they're dropping, I think it's silver iodide or something like that, into rain clouds, which will promote the creation of raindrops and things like that. And cause it to rain. So
back, I don't remember, how widespread this news was back in 2008 before the Beijing Olympics, which were scheduled for rain season in China, to where it was actually, you know, mentioned on mainstream news. Oh yeah, the Chinese government is going to seed the clouds to try to get all of the rain to happen before the Olympics begin.
Sure.
So we know that cloud seeding is a thing that has happened. The question is, how often does that happen in the United States.
Right. And are we actively manipulating the weather? And that goes back to the theories, not only about chemtrails and things like that, but HARP, the big installation, very low frequency stuff going on in Alaska that has recently been turned over to universities from, I think the Air Force owned it before.
And I've heard that, I forget exactly what HARP supposedly stands for, but the, you know, quote-unquote official story is it's just a set of weathered stations in Alaska, but
and experiments.
The conspiracy theories say that it's the weather manipulation thing.
For the globe, yes.
They wind up changing all of the weather across the entire planet in Alaska.
And earthquakes and everything like that. Basically, any natural man-made disaster, there'll be somebody saying that that's HARP ramping up. Or if they notice that more energy is emanating out of HARP. Heads up. If you live in a tsunami zone, it's coming.
It snowed in April in New Hampshire. That must be the HARP machine. Oh, it snowed in June. That's the HARP machine. Oh, it didn't snow at all in October. That's the HARP machine.
And I will say this. We don't know everything that our government does. We absolutely do not.
I
seriously believe that there's some things that our government does that would probably scare the living hell out of me. So I don't discount that. But what I do like to see when people talk about HARP or contrails is give me some proof. Show me something. It's easier and easier to
just
find.
Just look
that.
Up into the sky, Chris. Look into the sky.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's go to Dave calling in from Northern California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I have had, pretty much an overwhelming fear now, and I'm one of several that I shared with here, that our government is falling into the hands of people that are very ill-motivated when it comes to the plight of most of us. That is, there is a corporate greed thing that seems to be prevalent, that or what is in the best interest of the people is not. And so if I'm at all accurate in my thinking, if we are, the question I have is, what can we, the people, do about it? I'm remembering back to just a few years ago, there was an Occupy movement.
Hold that thought. We'll bring you right back here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lickle Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping a supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in number. We'll get back to the phones here in just a moment. And we will get back to the article from Bitcoin.com about the dark net market operators who stole 40,000 Bitcoin. There's an update on that. And, well, Bitcoin.com is actually the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you want to buy some Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. They can help you. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Their forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger believers in Bitcoin than the team at Bitcoin.com. That's why this is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. Back to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from California. And Dave, we had to cut you off in the middle of the call, so continue with your thoughts.
Well, in brief, I'm saying that I believe, and I'm one of many that does, that our government is now worse than ever in the hands of some very ill-motivated people. We believe, most of us, that they got in because the United States still uses electronic voting, and somebody in a laptop in a...
Well, there's actually a lot of the country... Dave, there's a lot of the country that does not use electronic voting machines. Here in New Hampshire, we still have paper ballots. Chris, you were actually doing a hand count on some paper ballots a couple of weeks ago.
We did that every election. But so I'm curious, when you talk about this, and it's you're talking about manipulation of elections by people in power, maybe people that own the companies that produce these machines, and I've seen those assertions. Do you believe that stuff occurred also in previous elections, say, Obama's, 2012 win?
I believe we had elected a president, Al Gore, but that didn't happen. The bureaucracy wanted Cheney and Bush. I think that. I don't think Obama was
what would be the people's choice, although, I mean, they may have been better than a hell of a lot, but I'm pretty sure everybody I know right now lives in fear of what the impact of this Trump administration is going to be. We look back just a few years ago to when Occupy came out of nowhere, and there's millions of people that are really concerned about what's happening, and it's getting worse. So we ask, what can we, the people, do? It's some kind of a democracy or republic, but we're supposed to have a voice. We're supposed to even have the final say. How have they brought us off in such a manner, controlled our government?
Yeah, I got to say this, only because, yeah, I'm a libertarian, small L guy. I believe that I'm more interested in returning rights to the people than and leaving it in Washington. But what you sound like to me, and this is not an insult, this is just an observation, is you sound like many of my conservative friends at the time did when Obama was elected the first and second times, that this man is a threat to our society, our threat to our world. My gosh, he's dangerous. It's very dangerous. So what I'm saying is, you know, looking back to me 5 or 6 years ago, I sympathize with how you're feeling. My viewpoint now that I've taken on probably a little different look at politics is it doesn't really matter who's in there. Nothing good's going to come out of it. If that makes sense. A lot of what Trump says does worry me very much. But a lot of what Obama did and said worried me too.
That does make sense because, you know, I don't know if we have any way to go. Have you thought it out? Can the people rise up and say, we do not want a government in place that is only acting to our detriment and only there to benefit a very small fraction of 1%?
Well, one of the problems, Dave, is the election system that we have to where you get to vote for one and only one candidate. And then people buy into this whole, you know, wasted vote, stolen vote, split vote sort of thing of if I vote for the person that I actually want, then the person that I don't want more than any of the other people
I don't want,
they're going to wind up getting elected. And so, you know, the people that are, you know, more conservative or libertarian wind up being told that, you know, the Democrat, the big, bad, evil Democrat will win if you vote for the candidate that you actually like. And the people on the left, the more liberal people, the progressives, they get told that if you vote for the Green Party or the Socialist Party, then the big, bad, evil Republican will wind up winning. Whereas if we had something like approval voting to where you get to vote for everyone that you approve of, then, you know, chances are, and I can say this, well, I can say this, you know, with a lot of confidence, Donald Trump not only would not be the president right now, he never would have been the Republican nominee because he was polling at about 35% in the early primaries last year.
Right.
His approval rating was about 35%. During that time, there were other candidates that had approval ratings of 40, 50, 60% that were only polling 5, 10, 15%.
Right. Hey, Dave, you may be around my generation, but do you remember the 1982 election or 1980 election? I think in 80, Reagan.
80 was Reagan defeating Jimmy Carter. 84 was Reagan
beating
Mondale, where he won basically everything but Massachusetts.
Got it. But do you remember hearing in 1980, you know, if you vote for John Anderson, you're really voting for Reagan?
I do remember that being said, and that was something to it. It was a vote that wasn't going to go to Carter, as it wasn't going to be a vote for Reagan either, but it took away what would have been your second choice. And I think you're saying run out of 30, if we could pull for that, might be a heck of a lot better than what we've got now. But the ballots that are being put in these electronic machines being counted, and did it really reflect the will of the people? I do believe we should have more than one choice.
I do too.
But the choice is, do you want somebody that's going to control your life, or do you want somebody else that's going to control your life? Freedom, sadly, is not generally an option.
Yeah, and it's insane. And governments around the world somehow manage to hold these elections where there's 4, 5, 6 people on the ballot, 10, 12, 15 people on the ballot.
I just saw a thing where France, they're having a presidential election, and there was a debate with like 9 or 10 candidates.
And these are all different parties. And
yes.
And that's the thing, you know, Dave, if I could change one thing, if there's one thing I would try to convey to people, and I do this all the time, is if you have a choice of A or B, you have no choice. We have to change the mindset of people to where they're at least accepting of the idea that there may be somebody else out there whose voice should be heard. Other ideas that we may be able to have. And I'm no fan of Jill Stein. I admire her for her perseverance. Politically, we're not aligned. But I would love to have a Jill Stein up there on the stage with Trump and with Hillary, and let her talk about what the Green Party could do, or Gary Johnson talking about the Libertarians, or anything like that. And then we actually get some ideas going.
Very much I agree with your thoughts on this. I would like very much. We just saw a choice between a Hillary and a Trump, the two most distrusted people in politics. How did we get stuck with that choice?
Yeah, because they control the way the system chooses the nominees, and there was less than 9% of the voters that even voted in a primary for one of those two people. And I want to point out, Dave, that you live in California where they have this thing called the top two, to where last election you got to choose between two Democrats for U.S. Senate. If you didn't want a Democrat to be your senator, sorry, you had no choice.
Thanks.
And there was a huge drop off on ballots to where people just did not vote in that race. Dave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.